can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to
We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
Well,
I'm here. It's been chaotic. We're recording this on election day. So I've had the anxiety all day of what the fuck's gonna happen with my life. And, and then right before we started this, I got a lovely phone call from the cars shop, the dealership, telling me that my three-year-old car with 50,000 miles needs a new transmission because I bought the only Toyota that apparently has a big mechanical issue. So for some reason, my specific model has this issue that's been common within the last year or so. Whenever I bought mine, it was the first year that they came out with this specific trim, which had a different transmission and motor. So, of course, but thankfully, it's under a drivetrain warranty, so I'm covered. But they can't get a transmission in until the end of the month, at least. So I'm on this fun little journey trying to figure out now, like, are they going to bill me for this loaner that I'm in? Because currently I'm on a daily pay for it, which it's a cheap price. But I was like, no, fuck you if that's going to happen. So anyways, it's been a little bit of a chaotic journey. And now I just need to go have some wine to get rid of this horrible fear of how this election's going to go. Anthony, how are you? Well, I really want to talk about you. How are you?
I think tonight is the night that it is wholeheartedly acceptable amongst all Americans to drink to your heart's content, no matter what you have going on tomorrow. Because I have been anxious all day because of this election. And I've been anxious for weeks leading up to this, and I know it's been bothering me. And I just, on Sunday, my mom called me, and she wanted to talk about my thoughts on the election and on Donald Trump and on Kamala Harris. And she was genuinely asking. So
that
I
is
did
so
feel
good.
Like that was good. And so I explained a lot of the issues that I have and the fears that I have as a queer person in the US of things like my marriage dissolving and things like I don't know if I'm being dramatic by saying I worry about violence against queer people under this administration if Trump were to become president, and how flippant law enforcement would be to do anything about it.
So, ironically, I had a conversation Saturday with my mother. She did not ask. I forced it. But
good for you.
I am tired of being the people pleaser about this stuff. But
yeah,
because I said the same thing. I said, the thing is I can't vote based off of like national issues. I have to vote based off of am I going to have rights? Like, am I going to be a second class citizen? Am I going to keep being the stepchild? Because people like her don't understand my lifestyle and why we are the way we are. And so they try to just push it under the rug. And I said, you try to ignore it. Lots of evangelicals, some want us dead. And that's the people that follow Trump. And I said, so you have to understand that in a sense, my life feels in danger because there are people radicalized to want that. And that is the party you're in.
Yeah, and it is. And I tried to explain that. And I still need to get over feeling dramatic about feeling that way, because queer people throughout history have been marginalized and lynched and murdered and just... it's so crazy to me to exist in a country that touts being free and being a democracy, and I'll say about 30% of people vote actively for a party that could care less about doing anything about it. They actively would not care. It at best, they actively won't do anything to legislate against any of that. At worst, they will condone it and legislate so that it's okay to do those things.
Yeah.
You know, things like taking away the fact that, you know, maybe my employment won't be guaranteed based on my sexual orientation. In 50% of states, you can deny me housing because of it.
And they all want it to be states' rights. And Pete Buttigieg actually made a really interesting point, which made sense, and I don't know why I never thought about it. Why should we make marriage equality, for example, something that is states' rights? Because that would mean if I cross a state border, my rights vanish. Everything vanishes. Yep. So why on earth would something of that level, abortion, things like that, why on earth are we putting people's lives in danger at a state level?
It goes down to Republicans always touting states' rights as part of their platform. And I think it makes sense for certain things like, you know, tax utilization, things like that. But it doesn't make sense for social issues like that. It doesn't make sense for medical issues like that. It just doesn't.
Mm-mm.
And it is easier for some people to campaign on platforms of marginalization than actually having to do things like express what their tax plans are or tell people how they're going to use public funds or shift tax dollars to close the deficit. And that is also partially due to the fact that the average voter doesn't understand any of that.
So that actually, Saturday, whenever I forced mom into it, I said, okay, based off your complaints, what is wrong with the nation that you have to vote that party? And she went down this 15-minute spiel of every high-level talking point that that party is talking about. Economy, border, kids getting raped by people coming over from the border, all this stuff. And it was very, 15 minutes may be a little long, but it was very graphic at some points about the things that they're pissed about the border. And I finally was like, all right, let's go back to the beginning and talk about the economy. What's wrong with the economy? And so making her go down this, she's like, inflation, it's out of control. And I said, the global issue of inflation is a Democrat's problem. So I started asking those things. And I said, also, the global issue that the United States is one of the lowest inflation rates in the global issue of inflation caused by COVID, and I went down this entire spiel and I said, all of that is Joe Biden's fault. When it all was triggered under the Donald Trump regime. And
right.
So then, of course, we had to steer away into something else because, I don't know, our opinions don't align. And I said, we're not talking opinions. We're talking facts. Our facts don't align. You are making up facts. I'm giving you facts.
I feel like that is such a common thing for having these political conversations with people who are Trump supporters, because everything they talk about is so surface level. And you're right. It's their like speaker boxes for Fox News. It's like,
yeah, January Fox 6th. News
poured themselves into that person's head. And that's the only thing they know about. And I,
January 6th, the cops let them in. And I'm like,
so are cops good or bad? Just
so do you back the blue or not? Like, what's, I'm confused because you guys have this agenda that you spew out. And I mean, sorry, I interrupted just to be like, this is something that I'm here all the time. And I don't, it's like confusing because I'm like, am I delusional? Am I brainwashed? Because how are we so different in our thought processes?
Well, and that's just it. It becomes impossible to talk to somebody like that because they shut down once you start getting past surface level. It was, and I know like Facebook flame wars are a whole different thing, but it was like that text thread that I sent you earlier today where the very second I provided some evidence of what that person was asking about in the form of not only one government publication, but three separate 501c3s reporting on civil liberties issues that are civil liberties organizations. We don't want to talk about it anymore.
We suddenly summarize it into this, you know what, we're just going to have to disagree. And I'm like, but the thing is we're disagreeing on facts. We're disagreeing on the available information. I'm giving you available information that if you would just use your brain.
Well, and it also made me realize, and I think, and I don't know why it never occurred to me before this week, and maybe it's because the past several weeks or slash few months, I've been in a weird depression slash anxiety that's been worse than normal. And I didn't notice it until recently when I went back up on my Lexapro, and now I can actually have executive function and do things like cook and do the dishes. And it occurred to me when I was talking to my mom, because I was like, have you ever watched any of his speeches? Have you watched the debates? Have you watched him like in any sort of news interview? And she said, no. And I was like, I have watched this. I've watched it not only because, in fairness, I want to like hear what the guy has to say and why so many people support him so like ferociously. There's got to be something there. And it occurred to me, she never listened to him directly. She was listening to what the news that she preferred to watch had to say about him. It's all secondhand sources, and that's where she was getting her information. And it blew my mind because I was like, oh, so you really are not going to even do this. You're only going to trust these very specific news outlets.
What blew my mind was my mom kept saying, your relatives and my friends all around here, we all listen to the same things and we agree. And I'm like, I don't get how that is a valid argument. You're surrounding yourself with the information you want to hear, and so you all agree. Like, I listen to the other party's side on a regular basis because I want to make an informed decision. And so then I realize that I'm not brainwashed. I'm just aware. I don't surround myself with what I want to hear. And so I feel a lot better. It's just, I think it hurts to see people that I'm, well, that I'm related to, so ignorant.
It's painful because at this point, I don't feel like I'm comfortable around a lot of my family.
I told mom,
that I was super cool with them before, but like now I just don't even want to go around them.
I told mom that I said, I get it. I'm the black sheep because none of you understand my lifestyle. And I said, but the thing is you don't care enough to take the effort because you're more concerned about your perception by your friends, how your friends perceive you. And so if you ignore my sexuality, it makes you feel more comfortable. And I'm like, and I think that's what bothers me the most, is that you actively choose not to see who I am. And then that and makes you vote this way. And that makes you go down this path. That makes you, you can't stray away from your friends or your family because you don't like being criticized.
Well, and then on top of that, it's the pain of having your parents and family members trust a random news, not even news. Let's not call Fox News news. Let's call it what it is. It's an entertainment channel. It's
News
not
Mac.
A real news outlet. And one of their pundits, who people confuse with people who are delivering news, these are not journalists. These are people who are just expressing their opinions. You're going to take that person's thoughts on the LGBTQIA community over my lived experiences. Like, I just, and that is such a disrespect to say, I don't give a shit what your lived experiences are. I don't care what you have to say about this issue that affects you. I'm going to listen to Tucker fucking Carlson. And it's so painful, and I'm struggling with it extra this week because I know that my grandmother is voting for Trump, and I love her to death, and I don't want to disconnect from that relationship. But it's also so hard to feel like we just have completely different, we're just in completely different mindsets about the well-being of humans. And I know she's an empathetic person, but she's let this con man, the snake oil salesman, convince her that immigrants aren't people, that convince her that transgender people aren't human. And which is crazy to me because my niece who lives with her has a trans friend and she does well with giving their pronouns and their chosen name. And I'm just like, but don't you see what this party is trying to do to that community? When really they just want to be left alone and let them live.
Yeah.
And this was another thing I was explaining to my mom because she was talking about exactly what your mom was saying. I mean, it's word for word at this point where they're talking about people crossing the border and raping kids. And I had to explain to her that statistics on these things exist. And you can look it up and find out that rape against children 9 times out of 10 happens from a family member or at least someone they know. And yeah, or a church or a close family friend. Like, these are the people that are really committing rape. We have a bigger issue with our social structures and giving places of power to people and implicit trust to them. And you're letting people gaslight you into believing that asylum seekers are coming over here illegally just to rape people. Like, there's nobody to rape in their own countries.
Yeah.
Like, these are people who are trying to escape horrible situations. Yeah, they're trying to get up here to escape drug cartels, to escape everyday violence. They're trying to get a better life for them and their families. And it's completely legal to seek asylum in the U.S. Like, they don't cross the border illegally. They're coming over as asylum seekers, and that is legal. That's when they start the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. That's when they start the, And they've just let themselves be lied to and convinced of all these things that are just not true and statistically not true. It's not like it's conjecture. It's just there's data. We have data. We can look at the numbers and tell you what's happening, and you still won't believe it because you've let those same politicians convince you that anything that goes against what they're saying is a lie.
Well,
and can't be trusted.
It's that I'm like, you're just naive and stupid now, on top of your lack of support for me as your son in person because you don't agree, you don't understand me. For a long time, I was struggling with that because I was like, well, I still need to be nice because they're my family. And I finally have just hit this switch where I'm like, no, I don't have to. I am a living, breathing human being that deserves unconditional love. And if you're not going to give it to me based off of your own ignorant biases, why am I supposed to cater to you? Why do I need to drive up for holidays? And I've owned that house that's for sale now for over 9 years, and they have been in that house for a maximum of 2 hours. They never drive down to visit me. I'm always expected to go up there, and I just always have. And I just have lost respect for a lot of my family for the lack of respect they have for me.
And that is completely fair. And I think that's part of what I'm currently struggling with as well, is because I know that my dad is going to vote for Trump. And he and I already have this weird, like, relationship where I have been trying to put a little bit more of an effort in because it feels like he's trying to put a little more of an effort in. But I think it's because he's starting to get a gauge on his mortality. He's had a heart attack. He still struggles with heart issues. And it's all because he's like a heavy smoker and drinker and works himself into the ground every day. Like, he's going in 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, if not more than that. And I know that he wants to try to have a relationship, but at the same time, I don't know that it is fair to ask that of me, to say, I will continue to vote for people who actively want you dead, or in the very least, want to deny you things like equality and equal marriage, and like, would, if they could overturn Obergefell, they would do it, and then I wouldn't be married anymore legally. I wouldn't be viewed in the eyes of this free and democratic country as equal. I would be a domestic partner or whatever, but we wouldn't have the same legal rights that married couples have. And it's
not like,
fair to ask that of me. And at some point,
go ahead. No, I keep trying to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No,
but
you're
I'm like,
fine.
You would allow it to happen because you're disgusted by a part of me.
Yeah.
And that's, you don't respect me. Why am I supposed to respect you?
And at this point, I don't even think it's for him. I don't think, you know, queer people are even an issue. It's just, it's this blind party loyalty to people that do actively hate me because of who I am. They've never met me before and they already hate me. And it's that loyalty to that party over loyalty to who I am as a person.
Yeah.
That is so fucking hurtful. And it just, man, I don't know why it's getting me so much today. Ooh, is that a tear I feel?
Holy fuck.
It's not quite.
Lean into the camera.
So pretty dry.
I need evidence.
We'll see if it happens. We got 9 minutes of this left. So
I don't know. I feel like since my breakup, I've actually gained this just bubbling up of confidence and self-worth. And it's not like he kept that down in any way. It was kind of this realization that what I was trying to hold together just wasn't going to work for us anymore. And I realized how deserving I am of things. And it's just kind of put me in this pattern where I'm like, no, I deserve more from the people I love. And my family doesn't give me that. And it was kind of heartbreaking to recognize that I'm like, the people that are supposed to be your most unconditional loving are probably the ones that treat you the worst out of everyone you are close with.
It's very conditional. And I told my mom on Sunday, I was like, look, I know who all in the family is voting for Trump. I know it because it's everyone but me and my niece. And I just flat out said, I was like, look, if he wins and nothing happens, fine. But if he wins and what I suspect happens will happen, or what I suspect will happen happens, which is he starts drastically trying to control and legislate against minorities and women.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to talk to any of you ever again. And I mean, never. I mean, I will never talk to you on the phone. I will never answer your phone call when I move out of this house and move away to a different state, because that's the only way I'll feel safe. You won't know unless you come by the house.
Yeah.
And it's, I know that sounds shitty and terrible, but I can't anymore, because it's not a difference of opinions. It's not a difference of who's got a better tax plan or who wants to expand the military. It's life or death for people at this point.
There's a fraction, there's a percentage of the United States of people living as citizens in the United States that are heavily impacted. And so my thing is I'm like, if I lose rights, you completely lose me. If I don't lose rights, you've still lost a part of me. You are not
respect.
Ever going to get the me back until you come to terms with the fact that, one, you voted, which I will never forget this TikTok that I saw. You voted for a man that's endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan.
Yep.
You voted for a man that has raped women.
Yep.
Yet you're anti-immigrants raping, whatever. The fucking irony here.
I know.
And then you voted against me.
Yeah.
And I can't forget that. I can't brush that stuff off anymore, because to me, that's a disrespect to me as a person.
Yeah. And it's
and
just
as your family member.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's super hurtful. And I'm tired. I'm so fucking sick of it. I'm tired of having to have that be a stressor in my life.
Yeah. Why do I have to stress about that shit when you're fucking worried about amorphous ideas that some idiot's talking to you about?
Well, and things that you're never, ever going to be impacted by. Ever.
No.
If you don't like gay marriage, great. Don't get gay married. It's never going to impact you.
If a gay guy asks to marry you, decline it. Just say no thanks. Now you don't have to get gay married. That's the
unless
worst
you're a woman
that's ever going
to
happen.
Because then,
to
if you say yes, you've tricked that gay guy into getting into a straight marriage. Oh. Maybe he'll churn for you.
Yeah, you can flip him, you little spatula, you.
Extreme Makeover Gay Edition.
Actually,
we'll
that
save
should
that
probably
for
be a commercial
other
for the
podcast,
other show.
Yeah. But yeah, it's baffling to me, because this is all ideological and amorphous, and it's vapor to them. And it's real and tangible to me, and they don't get it. And I think it's the unwillingness to even take an extra step to learn and to do better that just hurts the most, because I'm your child. I'm your family. I'm your, you know, nephew. I'm your cousin. And you can't be bothered. So I don't know why I want to keep wasting my time on you. I only get so much time on this earth, and I'm not going to spend it around shitty people who don't really care for me.
The thing is I also keep seeing this thing where people are like, he talks about it, but that's just what politicians do. They talk about taking away these things, but he's never going to have the power to do that. And I'm like, that's exactly what was said about Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And that douchebag got all the proper things to work for him and took it away. You think that he's not going to manipulate his fucking power to get what he wants? They vote for him on the Supreme Court votes in favor of him all the fucking time.
For whatever he wants.
For what he wants. Look at the immunity. What makes you think we're safe? Because you don't experience this life.
And it's so fucking stressful. And we have to carry it around every day. It's like, it's why every queer person has some sort of mental health issue, I swear. Because we have to carry the weight of this at all times. And it just never shuts off. It's always there. It's this low background buzz. And I don't understand why they think that he's not going to do the things he says when they always go on about he says what he means. if he's saying what he means, when people tell you who they are, listen, right? And this guy has shown you exactly who he is. All you got to do is watch him. You don't have to listen to the news. You can just watch the guy and see what he is.
God, and even trying to, like, look over the complete chaos that comes out of his mouth. I mean, just, he says awful shit.
He's a fucking piece of trash, and he's a horrible human.
I don't understand how this is even a close election. That's what bothers me so much.
We almost impeached a guy because he got his dick sucked in the Oval Office. No, we did it for perjury, but still.
And he deserved it for perjury.
But now if Bill Clinton had done that and been president in this day and age, he could have just exonerated himself.
I mean, and the party that's against sexual favors and sexual abuse and things like that is now the party just like, this guy's with God. Which I brought that up with Mom, too. I was like, one, what does he do that is very religious? And two, why is religion so important to run our nation that is not required to be religious? That's actually the intent, was to start a nation that wasn't oppressed by religion.
Because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, and I said, I'm confused why you think your secondhand religion that is based off of Judaism with a Bible written based off the Torah that stole habits from paganism, why do you think your specific religion is the one that should maintain everyone?
Well, it's because they Americanized God.
Yeah, and I told her, I said, you guys, that threw Mom off. She's like, I disagree with you. And I said, I don't know why you disagree with facts.
It's just the fucking truth. It's not even objectively an opinion.
Just because you don't like the facts doesn't mean you can disagree with them. They're facts. Your religion is an afterthought religion of all these other religions combined.
Which is 100% true. It's just historical data.
And then you treat the Bible exactly like that, where you pick and choose what you want to do.
Well,
that sucks.
We're out of time. So we'll have to pick this up next time.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone, and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the U.S. or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play, or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.